Hey there, Hill.
Hey, Jenny. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We've got a long weekend in this house, so we're all kind of chill and relaxed, so it's nice.
Have you had bad weather?
Weekend. It's a four-day weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day, and then the next day, my kid, it's like a professional day at school.
Yeah,
the kids' definitely. Teachers have work, whatever. But speaking of dates,
today is Sunday, January 14th. If you're listening, it's on or after Wednesday, January 17th. As you mentioned, tomorrow is MLK Day.
Yeah.
We have two listeners who have birthdays tomorrow as well.
Me too.
Irma and Shanna.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I realized that it was MLK Day.
Yep.
Well, happy birthday, Irma and Shanna. Irma will get to this in approximately 5 years since she just listened to season one.
Yeah.
This is our third episode of the year. Is that right?
It is our third episode, season six, episode three.
Oh, man. And we are just waiting for
something,
anything. I'm glad that when the boys don't make news over the holidays, because it means that they're actually, well, they're probably working, but they're not in the public eye, which is good.
They're making news. It's just news we haven't heard yet.
Exactly. They're making the making of the news.
Yeah.
It is news that the subscriber gift from YouTube.com has been starting to go out. I guess some people in Europe have received it. What's it called? It's the complete. I just had it up. Oh, here it is. There it was.
YouTube Lyric, Complete okay. Lyrics.
Volume 1. YouTube The Complete Lyric, 79 to 88, Volume 1. Oh, here's some pictures inside the book. Per usual, YouTube Songs has a good write-up about it. Some pictures inside the book. I love there's a whole two-page layout of stuff from the U2 Tattoo Project, which is super fun. That they actually included the fans.
Very cool.
Oh, I wonder if these all... So I was looking to see if one of mine was in here, but I think all of these tattoos are pertinent to those years. It looks like it doesn't go later than Rattle and Hum at a quick glance, which would be why I don't have any on there, because mine are later.
Well, I think I read that Aaron Sams also has a songbook coming out.
He does, and I'm wondering if this is our next resource book.
This is what I've been thinking, that like I would really like to have that book by the time we do How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, so we have more resources. Our resources are fine, what we have, but it's always nice to have another.
And we need things to go further in the years, eventually.
Right. I think all we... How far do we... Do we go up to...
I don't know. I'd have to grab a book.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing that. It's in a drawer.
It's literally behind me. I don't want to get it.
Yeah, mine's right here. But I'm not going to... But it's in a drawer. I'm not going to...
Mine's on a shelf. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Sands is the head guy at U2 Songs, and it's, let's see, the book is part of Font Hills, that's a publisher, Song by Song collection, which features the songs of other artists ranging from Madonna to Rush. It's supposed to come out in 2024. I know he's been working on it for quite a while, so this is really exciting that it's been announced. You can pre-order it now on your favorite website, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, in the U.S., and lots of other places. So, yeah, go support Aaron.
Yeah, I need a pre-order.
Support the fans. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, we leave 1 month from today to head out to Vegas.
Hi, dogs!
I'm so excited and so not prepared.
I just yesterday started making our friendship bracelets to hand out with our little charm on it. We're going to have 100 of them.
Oh my gosh.
100! We might have some like luggage tags. I've made some for us, the three of us. And I don't know if anyone wants any jumbo garden tart earrings. I can make that happen. No joke. And I'm currently washing our new t-shirts and sweatshirts so I can put stuff on them so we can be walking billboards all the time.
Definitely cuts down wardrobe choices.
Right? Class decision on what to wear. For sure. So I want to share with you, I haven't shown you the cards I've gotten from the fan holiday list.
And we want to see.
I don't know, but you all can't see it on here. But hopefully everyone by now is either one of our supporters or we're on the YouTube holiday list, have gotten our holiday card. We sent out like 250 of them. And I think they've been arriving to people by horseback and tall ships. Because they look like they've seen better days. And what should be arrive in like 2 days has been taking many, many, many. Okay, this one, look, it says Merry Christmas. But it's from the Netherlands.
Oh my gosh.
It's from Monique in the Netherlands.
That's so cool.
I know, that's so cool. Like there are lots of YouTube ones. This one, lots of ones that people made with pictures from Sphere. This is from the Dickies. It says, oh dear. Of course, the one from Octoon Baby.
Yes.
Our besties, Kelly and PJ. I know you got this too, which is one some of Kelly's awesome watercolors.
Amazing.
This wins the creativity award. Look, it's a snow globe.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's a picture from Sphere. It's shaped like a snow globe. It says peace on earth inside. It's from Sandra. Sandra Dunnington in, this is like shiny, it's hard to read, Louisiana. Sandra, you win the Creativity Award. And then this one, Bono's got a hat, a Christmas hat on. And it's from Deb. May your holidays find you with peace, love, and lemons.
Oh.
And there's a little sticker, but it's also a picture that someone took at Sphere. People were just, they really went for it.
Really cool, creative.
I got some other ones that were just general holiday cards, and I really appreciate those too. I kind of thought the ones from Far Away and YouTube specific were the funnest. So I think I was supposed to get 10. That's 6. Hmm. So 4 of you are slacking. Or maybe they're also coming on horseback.
Yeah, probably.
USPS is not at its best right now.
Gosh, definitely not.
If you got one of ours, post it. Post it on your Instagram and tag us or your Twitter or something. I'm curious to see the condition of it.
They look awful.
The ones that you mailed are like that they went through it.
I feel like they're supposed to be in envelopes. And we just ordered them without the envelopes.
Well, no, it's what a postcard looks and feels like.
Does it?
Yeah, it's just a postcard. I need to reach out to some people that like I sent to from my post office and see how they fared.
Yeah. My post office is just awful. We stopped using it. We started going to a different post office.
Yeah. Because something from Garden Tread Amanda's postcard took, what, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, just a postcard.
From Virginia to Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the package you sent me that sat at your post office for weeks and then went to another post office in Virginia and was there for a few days. And then once it moved, it came in like 2 days.
But it looked like somebody sat on it.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah.
You have one job. I know it's a hard one, but at least make it look like something's happening.
Yeah. This is totally off topic, but you know what I'm really sick of right now?
What are you?
Football. Football. Jeez, people.
It's the playoffs.
I know, but like I feel like I look at somebody will post something on Facebook and I'm like, oh, I'm so worried about them now. And then I realize that their post is about football.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns made it into the playoffs. They had a really, really great season. And they got destroyed yesterday. And a lot of people are having a lot of feelings. But the Kansas City Chiefs won, which means we get to keep seeing Taylor Swift, so that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but they beat the Dolphins, and our friend Shawnee's nephew plays for them.
Yeah.
So he's, I was kind of...
He's on the DL right now. He's not on the field right now. Right.
No.
He's injured. But yes, we would like his team to do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
it'll go away soon. Football will go away soon.
I know. I'm so sick of it. It's just like, that's the only thing people are capable of having conversations about right now.
Yeah, very.
And I don't know. It feels like this year, it's a lot more like heated than
usual.
Or at least my Facebook people. Have a
it
lot
must
more
be your opinion. People. I mean, I don't look at Facebook a lot anymore. I have to because of work.
Every single post is about football. Oh, my God. Every one of them. Yeah, I don't
see a single football post.
They're all my posts are about football. Dallas and the Lions and Seattle. Every single post.
That is hilarious. Oh, here's this a picture of someone's cookies
for a bridal shower. That's okay.
I'm still scrolling. I don't have one yet.
That's so funny.
I was laughing at that. I'm not going to keep looking. Because then it'll think I want it. And keep giving me football.
But it's like vastly different regions of play that people are interested in.
Yeah, you mean like so many teams. It's not even like people around where you live.
No.
But I guess like you don't have a football team, so people probably root for places they were from or something, or what they bet on.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Well, I'm just kind of sick of it.
It'll come and go.
Yep.
I didn't show you what Chris and the kids got me for my birthday. Oh my God, it's heavy. Look, they found me.
Oh, wow.
It's nice. The Pop Funko.
Very nice.
I'm just dropping pictures. It's fine. But everything's fine. It's so big, it doesn't have a place to live. So it's just on my desk, and I just knock pictures off the wall.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So but
yeah, I don't have space for stuff anymore. So I just stopped buying stuff. Like,
just records. Not.
It kind of breaks my heart not to buy records, but I'm just not buying them.
And they'll be around. I just could not. When the Zoo TV Funko came out, I was like, God, I wish it was Pop. And then I didn't get the Pop one because I'm like, you don't need, like,
right.
You don't have space. You don't need it. It's twice as big as the Zoo TV one. And then I was sad when I couldn't, months right. later when I couldn't get it. So when my husband was like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, actually, if you can find this at a reasonable price, I would love it. So he did. And funny enough, Bono is the only Funko that has a mouth.
Well,
he's kind of frowny. Pop Bono has a mouth. No, it's not a mustache. That's silly. It's a mouth. Bono with a mustache. Gosh, there isn't much else, is there?
No, we still have like, 2 weeks before shows start up?
Yeah. But we should ask for questions and comments from listeners for next week.
We should do that.
Yeah.
That always works out well.
Let's do that.
I was watching Only Murders in the Building with my parents. And there's an episode where, I mean, if you've seen it, it's like the best episode, but where they decide that the murderers sting.
Yeah.
And they go and they tell Selena Gomez, they say, we think it's Sting. And she's like, the guy from U2? Even my parents laughed at that one.
It was funny then and it's funny now.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. The Sting episode is awesome.
It's really, really great.
I should rewatch that first season.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, because they went so long without new episodes or anything, they're like filling, ABC is like filling in with all kinds of crazy stuff. So they have it on, my parents DVR'd it, which is, they're a little more comfortable with that than like Apple TV stuff. So
yeah,
I figured I'd rewatch it. Plus I'm a season behind, so I figured it would be good to rewatch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they have like 3 episodes that come on like every Tuesday night. So,
oh gosh, 3 episodes. Wow.
Yeah. So my parents, they have Jeopardy, then Celebrity Jeopardy, then
I thought you meant 3 episodes of Only Murders. You mean 3 different shows.
No, it is 3 different shows that come on every
I thought you meant Tuesday. 3 Only Murders.
It is 3 episodes of Only Murders.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like their whole prime time is Jeopardy and Only Murders.
Okay, I should have let you finish.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't say it quick. It is 3 individual episodes of Only Murders in the Building that come on Tuesday nights on ABC. I guess that'll continue until the new stuff. Well, no, because I think it'll stay like that until. Like, they've just been running, like, commercials for, like, Grey's is coming back. And, like, I mean, they don't come on Tuesday night, but I don't know what does, but until whatever.
I just watched La Brea on NBC. I mean, I watch it on Peacock.
Yeah.
But it's on NBC. La Brea, it's about a sinkhole in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a new episode. It just came out last week, so. It's just really exciting that there's new TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to need it fast because I've been watching Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and there are approximately 269,000 episodes and I have like 20 left.
Oh, wow.
So there aren't that many. There's 7 seasons. They each have like 20 episodes in them. But I'm on the final season and I'm going to need new TV.
Yeah. I'm always looking for new old TV.
You are, yeah.
I'm looking for new stuff I haven't seen in a while. Right now, my current rewatch is How I Met Your Mother, which is ridiculous because I've seen it,
so many times.
169 times. But I still laugh, so.
Yeah, well, then it's good. It's doing its job.
Yeah. I'm caught up with, it took me a year to watch like 55 seasons of Chopped, but I'm caught up with Chopped.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
To be caught up.
I can't believe it. So then I started watching Beat Bobby Flay, which has like 33 seasons or something. And I can't.
It's,
I love Bobby Flay, but it's just like Chopped is just so much more like intricate and specific. And Beat Bobby Flay is just a little more all over the place, and it just doesn't hold my interest like Chopped. Then I'm like, what if I just start Chopped all over again? I'm not gonna remember.
you
Oh, I
probably
don't
don't
remember this
remember.
one. Who won? I have no idea. They did something with, a gross catfish.
Hilarious.
I'm not gonna
That is
remember that.
so much Chopped. You were watching Chopped for like a decade.
It seemed like it. It I
You're
think
watching Chopped for longer than it's even been on the air.
it was. The only thing I can come up with is that they must have, like, and I've never done the research to find out, but the only thing I can come up with is they must have like 3 seasons a year or something like that, 3 or 4 seasons a year, because it's like 55 seasons.
Oh, that's so much. How many episodes are in a season?
I don't know, a lot.
Yeah.
But I
That's
mean, I was
crazy.
loving it. I so
Yeah.
enjoyed it. But you can only watch so many combinations of the same
Yeah.
food. So
This is true.
it's way, I mean, and they give you all kinds of combinations with Chopped. You have far less combinations with Bobby Flay.
Food that's not weird.
I mean, sometimes it's a little weird, but most of the time it's not like, you're not like eating eel and,
Yeah. And like peppermint.
eel with peppermints and cow butt.
So
Cow,
weird.
literal cow asshole.
I believe it. I'm not
Pig.
surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Speaking of not that, we should publicly wish Garden Tart Amanda a happy belated birthday.
Yes, we should.
Hellbutt did not remind me of that. I remembered while you were talking about Chopped before you got into it. But it was just, well, as recording, it was just 3 days ago, and we're going to celebrate when we're in Vegas.
Yeah, we need to celebrate your birthday too, because that didn't get celebrated either. So you need to find your place to celebrate.
I'm happy to just have a drink anywhere.
Okay.
I'm happy to have a handful of drinks anywhere. To do so. Yeah, it's just I've already got the people I want with me.
Oh.
Should we send a memo to Bono? He'd just steal the show.
We don't want him there.
No, I want to be number one.
But if he would bring cake.
If he wants to pay for the drinks or bring cake, he's welcome to come and steal the show.
Right.
I'd be okay with that. But I'm ordering high-end shit.
Yeah.
So maybe we should go to Bahama Breeze.
No.
I'm not going to a chain that I can also go to in Cleveland,
Oh, see,
in
we
Las
don't have
Vegas.
that.
It actually closed after COVID. It did not survive COVID.
Oh.
But it was a fine place.
He's talking about this pizza place that I used to love in DC that I don't think survived.
No.
I don't know why that came up the other day. They put pe like black pepper honey on their pizza.
Oh.
Was so good.
Like as a drizzle?
Yeah, like a drizzle.
That sounds amazing.
Was so good. I can't remember the name of the place, but I don't think it survived. There was one in, it was a chain. It wasn't like a big chain. It was just a little regional
Yeah.
chain. They had like 4 restaurants or something. And I don't think it survived COVID.
That's such a shame for so many businesses.
Yeah. Especially, the restaurant business, which is so precarious anyway.
Yeah.
at the end of, in the credits of Beat Bobby Flay, it has a list of all of his restaurants.
Yeah.
And over the seasons, it changes so much because even, you know, fancy restaurateurs have to shut down sometimes, you know, certain places, certain locations.
Oh, Hot Toddy made me tired.
I'm very tired. Feels like it's midnight, but it always feels, lately it's always felt like midnight to me.
It's where the day begins.
It is. It's when I should be asleep, and I tend not to be.
I am.
I had been going to bed early, but I wake up at 3:30.
That sucks. Yeah. I forgot to announce that I was drinking a hot toddy for this episode. I got honey everywhere. I worked yesterday. I trained on the mic yesterday, so I'm a little. And then I will sleep good tonight. I got to be at the gym super early tomorrow. So.
What time?
4:45.
Gosh.
I never do that anymore, but the kids don't have school tomorrow and they needed someone to work the desk. So I can help. So I like to do that when I can.
It amazes me that people want to go to the gym that early.
At 5 a.m. Yeah. Yep, a lot of teachers.
Yeah.
And some people are just up. Like, there's one woman who comes all the time, and she's like, oh, I got today off, but I was just up. She's older, and, like, much older than us. And I kind of think like my mom. She just doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
That well, so. Yeah, people want to work out early. I'm always like, I gotta unlock the door for these fools.
Crazy.
Oh.
Well, get some good sleep tonight.
I will, for sure. I'm gonna go watch another episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm gonna flip the laundry because our shirts and sweatshirts need to go in the dryer. And I'm gonna text you and Amanda about if you have any requests. Otherwise, I'm going for it.
I have no requests. I think you should go for it.
Okay. I'll do that. Okay, crew. Another episode heavy on the ish. Light on the U2. What's the name of this episode? Heavy on the ish, part two.
Part 269.
I feel like we've had a heavy on the ish name before.
We definitely have another heavy on the ish. Another ish.
Yeah. It could even just be called like what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'll think of something.
I'll come up with something.
Yeah. You got a few days.
Yeah.
Okay, crew. Well, I hope everyone sleeps well.
Hope everybody has a good week, and thank you for listening, as always. We super appreciate it. Everywhere you are. Oh, we still have not talked about our listener in the Philippines.
Oh my gosh!
Like two episodes ago, we needed to talk about him, and we did not.
Duke, we found the guy in the Philippines.
This long mystery, who's listening in the Philippines? And it's Duke. He came forward.
Yeah, he did. He sent us an email, and we're just delighted. And he's still listening. So thanks, Duke.
Thank you so much.
Now we have someone in Ghana. Ghana's been showing up in our charts recently.
If you are in Ghana, please, please let us know who you are, how you heard about us, why you're listening.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a shout out just like
Duke. It was just one day I checked your email and it said the subject line was guy from the Philippines. I was so delighted. Duke, let us know if the card, our holiday card guy, got to you yet. I hope so. even though you're far away. Okay. On that was a good call. I can't believe we hadn't mentioned that. It was like, it was like mystery solved, check. And then we moved on.
I totally did. But I've been meaning to mention it, and I think about it the second we're done.
Yeah.
Recording, and then I don't think about it again. But Duke, you're on our minds. Thank you. Duke.
Thanks for being an avid listener and humoring us by reaching out. Okay, listener Rangana, your turn. Find us. Tell us who you are.
Yep. Okay, everyone. Thanks again.
Yep. And we send us stuff for next week. You can DM us on social medias. Email us at wearethegardentarts@gmail.com. Questions, comments. You can send us like voice memos, like whatever. We'll have a free for all.
Yeah. And we should have content coming up because there should be shows starting up again. But I think we have another.
Yeah, I feel like Sierra posted something yesterday that said like 2 weeks out or something.
Yeah.
So
we need content to fill in. So yeah. If you think of something or any ideas, comments, questions, suggestions.
Yeah.
Bring
it on. Okay. Well, good night, y'all.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at the_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with the Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, the Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.